This is Rachel Marischal, WRPR News. We love them, we hate them, we would literally not be alive without them. Parents. We sometimes see them as the buzzkill, the police, the worrywart, the dictator. Many children feel that their parents just don't seem to understand them. And yes, it's true. Your parents may not understand you. Dad may get on you for missing curfew or be concerned with how you spend your money. Mom might be a stickler for what you wear when you go out and maybe even nag you about your grades. They may be a little overprotective or a little out of touch, but stop and think. What if you didn't have your parents at all? What if you only had one? Delvin Anita, 21, of Clifton, New Jersey, grew up in a single-parent home his entire life.
Living in a single-parent household has its pros and cons. Not having my father in my household, it did make me miss out on most father-son situations. However, my mother filled most of those roles, most, not all, and it has made me the man who I am today. I'm not sure if my father's into cars, but I'm never really into cars or anything. I never got into baseball. Probably would have had if my father was around. Little things like that, not really the huge character-building things. It's just the little things that might have changed my past or made me more clear on what I want to do with my life. Who knows? That's probably why the way I am. I'm not sure what I want to do after college. I might have a thing to do with it. However, the single mother household, I think it didn't affect me negatively. I've turned out okay.
In 2015, it is impossible to not notice the increase of single parenting in the United States. Although it has been statistically proven that a majority of single parents are women, many men struggle with the exact same issues with being a single father. Popular culture has deemed the lack of working relationships and stigma of baby mamas and baby daddies causes for the social acceptance of single parent families. Chrissia Gonzalez, 27, of Toms River, New Jersey, spoke to me about her experiences with one-year-old daughter Lauren Grace.
It's not something I wanted, or that I think that the situation is going to come out the way it is. It's very hard, something like that. When they say it takes an army to raise a child, it takes an army to raise a child. But at the same time, it's very gratifying. Because you know that you're taking care of this by yourself.
I'm going to explain it to her. And I'm going to keep it real. I'm not going to lie to her. I think your father chose to be in your life. But it's definitely not something I wanted. Nor did I ever think that I was going to be a single parent. Never. I don't think anybody ever wants to be a single parent. And dating?
Online blog Jezebel states in their article, "You don't have daddy issues, but your piece of shit father might," that although popular culture sites like AskMen.com and Urban Dictionary in no way, shape, or form properly explain sensitive topics such as the term daddy issues, according to Jezebel, they do serve a significant purpose in understanding popular culture, which affects even the people who think that they know better. Jezebel was able to obtain information from an informal poll from employees at Gawker.com to find out what they believed daddy issues really meant. The article says of the term, it could mean that a person sought attention sexually, or that a person was eager to please their partner, or that a person was often jealous or angry or mercurial or spastic in relationships. This person was almost always a woman. In the 2014 U.S. Census Bureau for Household by Race and Hispanic Origin of Household Reference Person shows that mothers with no partner present and children under 18 amount to 9.2% of parents, and fathers with no partner present and children under 18 amount to a mere 1.9%. In 2010, around 30% of all families with children are headed by a single parent versus nearly 20% in 1980. As stated in the article, Does Single Parenting Affect Children? While kids raised by single parents are less likely to be stigmatized than they once were, many are still at risk for certain psychological and developmental problems. For example, children from single-parent homes are more likely to drop out of school, and they are also more likely to be vulnerable to alcohol and drug use. In the popular documentary Super High Me, a spin-off of the hit documentary Super Size Me, Doug Benson interviewed entrepreneur Mark Emery, otherwise known as the Prince of Pop. Emery stated in his interview, "I've treated drug addicts. Of the 65 people I treated, 60 of them did not have their biological father in their life for all or part of their childhood. And that, I found, was the most key fundamental component of every single drug addict, that their biological father was not there in their prepubescent life."
No. You're not having ice.
not having ice. No. Baba? Stop begging. What do you want?
In no way, shape, or form is there a perfect parent, but keep in mind that throughout the bumps on the road of parenthood, one thing is for certain, whatever family you do have, they are one to cherish and hold close. While you may fight or disagree, always remember that it is better to have these dysfunctional individuals in your life than to have no one there at all. The ones you do have by your side are truly doing the best that they can. This is Rachel Marischal, WRPR News.